The women who pour drinks in Japan's sleek gentlemen's clubs were once shunned because their duties were considered immodest, lavishing adoring attention on men for a hefty fee. But that line of work, called hostessing, among the most lucrative jobs available to women, and with the country neck deep in a recession, hostess positions are increasingly coveted. Employment opportunities for young women, especially those with no college education, are often limited to low-paying, dead-end jobs. For that reason, a growing number of Japanese women seem to believe that work as a hostess, which can easily pay $100,000 a year, or as much as $300,000 for the biggest stars, makes economic sense. Many gentlemen's clubs are swank establishments of dark wood and plush cushions, where waiters in bow ties and hostesses in evening gowns flit about guests sipping fantastically expensive wine. A hostess's duty is to tend to drinks, offer attentive conversation, and accompany men on dates off premises, but do not generally have sex for money. Hostessing does not involve prostitution, though women's groups point out that hostesses can be pressured into having sex with clients. Hostesses say that those are rare occurrences, and that exhaustion from a life of partying is a more common hazard in their profession. Popular culture is also fueling hostessing's popularity. TV sitcoms have started to depict hostesses as women building successful careers. Hostesses are also writing best-selling books, be they on money management or the art of conversation. In a 2009 survey by the Culture Studies Institute in Tokyo, hostessing ranked number 12 out of the 40 most popular professions, ahead of public servant, number 18, and nurse, number 22.